welcome everybody. It's wonderful to have the old faces back and the new faces I'm looking forward to getting to know. Normally right now there's halacha seder. Since once slichus starts, there's not really time for halacha seder because we don't start slichus early. We just start slichus around 7:30 or 7:20. So we end up with no time for halacha seder. So realistically, it means we have 2 weeks, this week and next week, to start a limud for 2 weeks. Realistically, with Mishnah Berurah, you don't get too far. So what we're going to do this man for these 2 weeks is I'm going to each day just go through some halachas leading up to the Yom Tovim coming up, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, etc. And then after Sukkot, Bez Hashem, we'll start the regular halacha seder. The plan is to learn Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. We were learning Hilchos Tefillin. I'd like to move on to Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Hilchos Tefillah. Those in Yonim, we'll learn that Bez Hashem. Okay, starting today, just want to go through some of the halachas of Slichas. My plan really is to cover Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about Slichas. One day we'll talk about Taurus and Dorim. We'll talk about the halachas of Prusbol. Halachas of Tia Schreifer, and then we'll move on to some halachas of Yom Kippur. I would like to cover. Usually, we have a shiur about Hilchos Sukkah, Motzei Yom Kippur, so I'm going to continue to do that. I'm not going to change that, but I would like to cover some of the halachas of which relevant. At least people should understand the concept of Esrog Shemitah. We'll touch on that, just the basic points of that, and I want to go through some of the halachas of Chol HaMoed. That's something which is the halachas of Yom Tov. Usually, it's your mother's job, but the halachas of Chol HaMoed is important that a person should know some of those halachas, not so well known. So we'll do those also. Starting today, just go through some of the halachas of Slichas. So the main body of Slichas is two parts. Is the Tefillah of Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim and the Vidui. Vidui, the halachas really has to be said by Mida. That's a general halachas of the Gantim Kippur also. Vidui has to be said by Mida to the point that it's very questionable in halacha. A person is Yotze saying Vidui without standing. So in the situation in Yom Kippur where there's a chi of vidui, so a person vidui has to be said standing. So that's relevant for slichas also. Vidui has to be said standing. The definition of standing means that a person is not leaning either. It's also relevant for Yom Kippur. A person is not leaning on some type of a support, if the support is removed, the person would not be able to continue to stand. So a person's leaning on a shtender to the point that if you take away the shtender, he'll fall. You would not be Yotzei vidui, you would say it again. Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim is considered in halacha is considered davar shebekedusha. Davar shebekedusha is said standing, so the Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim also should be said standing. The other relevant element of the fact that it's davar shebekedusha, Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim is a davar shebekedusha. You do not say it beyachid. You need a minyan to say that. So just like Kaddish, Kedusha, so Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim have to be said Davka with a minion. So a person, for whatever reason, would not be davening Slichas with a minion. Of course, that wouldn't be relevant to any of our Bachram and the Sheshiva, right? Obviously, that never would happen, right? But if such a thing, we could dream of such a possibility, whatever would happen, that anybody would ever would possibly be davening Slichas by themselves, so they would not say Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim Mikir Adin. The only thing that the way a person could do it, brought down Mishnah Berurah says, if a person would say it, not as a lashon of a tefillah, but as the lashon of it's Torah, it's psukim from the Torah. You're allowed to learn psukim from the Torah, so a person could say it as if he's learning. It's as if it's part of the limud. He's saying it. You would indicate that preferably by saying it with the trup, the way a person would say that he's learning a pasuk in chumash. So a person could say it in that fashion. The paragraph prior to Yud Gimel Mida Sharachamim, Kel Melech Yoshev or Kel Chapayim, it should also be said standing. That halachically could be said by a yachid. It's not the davar shebe kedusha. It's the hakdama to the davar shebe kedusha. And we find in general there's just a point that all of our davar shebe kedusha, the way we do them is they are said with a hazmana, with an act of calling together. Let's do it. We start before kedusha with the kadesh shimcha, before kaddish. The main part of kaddish is yeshmer rabba, and the chazan really is calling the tzibur. The Aruch Hashulchan says he's calling to the tzibur that we should be Megadol Kadosh Baruch Hu's name by saying Yeshmer Abba. The main part of Kaddish is from Yeshmer Abba till Damiron Ba'oma. But the introduction, the introductory paragraph is there as a hazmana. It's not proper that something which is very significant, very important, you just do it like this. A similar concept, to maybe a different concept. When you learned Kedushin last year, the more it says, the person gets married without making a shidduch beforehand. Meets a lady in the street and says, hey, I'm going to marry a Kaddish you. That's the way you marry a Kaddish person. You know, you make an affordable type of a declaration that you want to marry her. You make a shidduch. And then you marry her. You want to declare Kaddish Baruch Hu is special. It's extraordinary. You want to say his name? First you have to have a hasmona. You have to be invited to do so. The chazan says Baruch Hu, and we ask Baruch Hashem. We always do that. So same thing over here, the paragraph of Kel Melech is the introduction, it's the hazmona, as it were, is the imitation, as it were, to say the Yudgimu Midrash Rachamim. If a person is not saying slichas at this point in time, he already said slichas, he's saying slichas later, and he hears the tzibur saying the Yudgimu Midrash Rachamim, he should say with them. However, you do not interrupt Sukkot Zimra and obviously Birchas Kriya Shema to say Yudgimu Midrash Rachamim. If a person's learning, remember this question which we always had, the person davens early and he's learning, he read another minyan for slichas, does he have to interrupt his learning to say Yudgimu Midrash Rachamim? Mikra, then he does not have to. He does not have to interrupt his learning. I remember I had the discussion with Rabbi Blum, Shlita from Cleveland, and he pointed out that he felt that the person did not have to say that. The other part of slichus, which is a primary element of slichus, is tachanun. The purpose of the slichus is to be able to get to the point of tachanun. Tachanun is an element of tefillah. The way the Rambam presents tachanun, tachanun is really actually part of Shmoneh Esrei. It's therefore it's important to point that a person should not speak in general after finishing Shmoneh Esrei. A person should not speak before he says Tachanun. Tachanun is to be understood, the Rambam says, as a hemshech of the tefillah. He says part of the yonim which are ma'akev and tefillah is one of them is saying Tachanun afterwards. That's the way the Rambam presents it. So over here, when we say the Tachanun, it is a Tachanun as part of an act of tefillah which was said beforehand. Let's say the person is holding behind in slichus, and the tzibur gets the tachanun. A person is on a Monday or a Thursday. A person is holding behind in the paragraph of Vahurachum, and the tzibur gets the tachanun. So the Bircha Yosef's passing that you say tachanun together with the tzibur. That it's proper. Everybody should say the tachanun together. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph passing like that also. That it's proper in general. A person should be aware of this. It's proper for a person when the tzibur is saying the actual Nefilas Apayim that he should say it together with the tzibur. If you're by a minute of people which follow Nusach of the Edut HaMizrach, which they do not do Nefilas Apayim, then you do not have to. It's only because they act in Nefilas Apayim when the tzibur is being Neufel Apayim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should not be left out and not do that also. See, with a tzibur of Ashkenazim, it is proper to do that. You would not repeat it afterwards. You've said tachanun, you've said your tefillah, you do not need to go back and repeat it again. You've done it already. This is a point which I point out to Chazanim that it's proper. Is that a chiyuv for the tzibur b'davka to say it together? I don't know. It seems to me that there's an inyan of doing it together as a tzibur. So it makes sense to me that if a person's leading the davening for the Omid on a Monday and Thursday at the end of Hurachum in the paragraph before he sits down to say tachanun, he should announce that he's doing so people should know to join him. And the tzibur should do it together. So he should end off the paragraph. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh, Shema Chod. Some Chazanim just think that they're there play as a play. Their hechatims is to get to Kaddish. So they don't announce that. The next thing you know, the guy's saying Kaddish. What happened to Tachanun? Or theoretically, it would be interesting. I have not seen a clear. Somebody talk about this clearly. If you're ahead of the Chazan, should you wait for him to say Tachanun? I'm not aware that you have to. Another tefillah which is a yachid does not say. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the malachim do not recognize the language of Aramaic or Aramis. They do not respond to it. So the malachim, which their job is to help usher the tefillah of a person into Kodesh Baruch Hu, they do not recognize the tefillahs which are said in Aramis. When a tzibur says it, they do not need the malachim to help usher it in. It's only when the yachid says it. Therefore, when the yachid is davening by himself, tefillahs which are said in Aramaic are not said. This is relevant that Shabbos, a person will not be davening with a tzibur. So the paragraph of Yukum Perkon, those two paragraphs would not be said because the malachim are not going to help you for that. It's the same thing over here in Tachanun. There's a paragraph that the pasuk talks about that the Mochei or Masei, the Roshim is he gives a punishment, but he also heals. That paragraph is said in Lashon Aramis. It would be skipped if a person is davening saying the slichus b'yachid. A person would not say that tefillah. Just about to mention your Kumperkin, the three paragraphs. The third paragraph talks about the Bershim, talking about the Tzibur. So if he's not with the Tzibur, he wouldn't say that paragraph either. Not because it's not heard, but because what Tzibur are you referring to? So the person would skip that also. Let's say a person came late to Slichas. That's a possibility. A person comes late to Slichas. What does he do? Does he start at the beginning? Or does he go to where the Tzibur is? And he goes back afterwards. What's proper to do? So it's proper to go with with the Tzibur. Your person should go ahead with the Tzibur and go back afterwards. It would seem to me that, however, the paragraph of Ashrei, which is the Hakdamah to Slichas, the person should say. The person would say Ashrei and then skip to where the Tzibur is at and go back and add in the Slichas afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch says the person who's davens slichus for the Amid should continue to daven shachris and mincha maskel b'mitzvah ben l'gemar. Some shit is all you should even daven the mar the night before, and that it's the significance of this concept is to the extent that the many shittas hold that he has precedence over an oval or even over a yard site. This inyan he has kedima, he has right to daven, he has a chiv to daven for the Amid. Many times people are not aware of that, and they just the minig is that the oval does get kedima, or the yorsa would get kedima. That is the minig, but I'm mentioning it to give you an understanding of how significant this halacha is. So the yisard of it is the maskel b'mitzvah arba l'gemor, which means maskel b'mitzvah arba l'gemor means that we look at it as one unit. We look at the idea of of slichus as being the hakdama and the process of tefillah, which we're going to continue during the day by shachas and by mincha. The slichus is part of that. This is how we view it, to the point we can say it's maskel b'mitzvah arba l'gemor. This is the mitzvah of the tefillahs of this time of year. These are the tefillahs that a person should be saying. One last point. Just going back to the vidui, I mentioned this. This is more maybe a hashkafa point. The minig of many people is, or the hanhaga, not the minig, the hanhaga of many people, the way they approach slichas. So the parts of slichas which is said paragraph by paragraph. So they, you know, so everybody says it with great kavana, etc. And the part where they give gemina sharachim, it's said very loud, etc. When they get to vidui, basically from after shema kaleinu to the end, it's a race to the finish. When really vidui is a significant element in tshuva, we'll talk about tshuva. Bez Hashem, there are halachas of tshuva. Tshuva requires vidui; it's a halachic requirement. So you know, it does not make sense to me the person saying vidui and it's not even aware of what he's saying. The poskim discussed the shaila, it says vidui three times. It would be preferred according to many to say only once, bekavana, than saying it three times. Actually, that's what I do, and it still takes me longer than the tzibur. So I guess some people either they don't have too many averus, or they're very very brilliant and able to do tshuva and think about all those averus very quickly while they're saying all those words. So they don't need it. But I happen to be more slow and I can't do it. But the person says hashamnu. What's hashamnu? What does it mean? What'd you do? What exactly are you referring to? Begadnu, gazalnu. Really, you stole? When do you steal? What do you do? Dibanu doifi. What does it mean? What do the words mean? Person has to think about it. So the goal is really to get to that point and to stop for a moment and before you say those words. And the Rama says that when you do, after you do tshuva, you say vidui. Did you do tshuva? So what are you saying vidui for? Now there is one of the vidui which you say Yom Kippur is called vidui peh. So I know some people, maybe the pshat is, excuse me for being a little bit cynical, maybe the pshat is we want to make sure that we don't want to say something sheker in Yom Kippur. So we say vidui peh now to make sure we're able to be mekayim vidui peh in Yom Kippur. I mean, it's a strange introduction to Yom Neroyim to say vidui peh. Vidui peh means a person says vidui without thinking about what he's saying. It's a vidui with the peh, without the mind. We want, it's not how we're going to ask for slichas, for tachanun from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, rachamim from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by saying a vidui, which is a vidui peh. Which is an aver, which we have to ask Bechila for in Yom Kippur. So, just to point out that the goal of Slichas is to get to, so whatever the Chazan does, that's his business. Your business is to say the Vidui properly. And if it means you have to skip some paragraphs, so skip some paragraphs and you'll say Tachan with the Tzibur, and you'll work from there. But it is important to understand that the goal over here is, we'll talk more about the Vidui, the halachas of Vidui. There are halachas of Vidui, etc. We'll talk about them more when we get before Yom Kippur. You know, we get the halachas of Yom Kippur, not before Yom Kippur. You know. But it's an important point. Okay. Have a good morning.